Okay, so there's one simon left. No sheets. I have sheets. I have a lot of sheets. But I'm not. This every sheet here is one line here, one line there. So you're gonna have to follow along with me.
I'll have to trust you.
You have to trust me, all right? Like Ruben Reich said over one time. He says over a lot from the Chassam Sofer. So he said, someone asked me one time, why don't I say over where the Chassam Sofer is? So he says, first of all, I don't really know where it is. Second of all, I don't want you looking it up after I'm done. the Shulchan Aruch talks in Simon Shin Pei Zayin about how to evaluate damage. Nowadays, this is very negeya. And basically, the two shilas that we'll talk about, there's really, I would say, three main shilas. Okay? Three main shilas of how to evaluate damage. One shaila, let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just going to read the Shulchan Aruch inside for a minute. It says, Shaman Lamazik Biyadai, Kederach Shaman Layim Hizik Mimoinai. There's sugyas about how do you evaluate loss if your animal damaged, for example. So those sugyas apply to a person as well. Kate said, Harisha Harag Behemas Chaveroi, Oy Shavar Kalov. Shomin kama haisa behema shave, v'kama nevela shave, v'kama haya kli shave, v'hu shalim, v'kama shave ata, u'mishal ma'pchas l'nizak ima nevela haya kli shave. So all Shulchan Aruch says is one thing. Shulchan Aruch says that you evaluate the pchas. The pchas means you evaluate the difference between what the animal was worth and what the animal is worth. That's how you assess the damage. So you had a good animal, it was worth $1,000. Now it got killed, and you could sell the carcass and the skins for $100. So does the damager take the carcass but he has to replace the $1,000 item that he damaged? Or do you say, no, I caused you $900 of hefsid? I only caused you $900 of damage because you still own the animal that's worth $100, so I only pay you $900, and the halakha is you only pay the $900. In addition to the $900, you also have to pay the fee that it would cost for him to access it. So, for example, if the car was worth $10,000, and now it got totaled, and it's only worth to a junkyard $2, so you have to pay the guy $8. But who has to pay to tow the car to the junkyard? Is also the mazik. Machloikis ha-poiskim, does he have to be toireach or just pay for it? In other words, does the mazik actually have to bring the car, not just pay for the towing, but he has to be toireach, he has to call the towing company, he has to actually get it to the place where now that has value, because the junkyard is going to say, yeah, bring it here, and I'll pay the $2,000. So does he have to actually go and get it to the junkyard and then tell the nizik, hey, your car is there, you deal with the junkyard guy, I'm paying you $8,000. Or does he just pay him the $8,000 plus $300 of towing and say, you take care of it? That part is a machlokes
ha-poskim. Yeah, we're viewing it as that the car is totaled, it's worth $2,000 in the junkyard, but in Milton, North Carolina, it's only $1,800.
No, maybe that's totally in the machlokes, I don't know, if you want to get into the lumdus of that. But practically speaking, it seems to be a machlokes. Okay. That's really what the Shulchan Aruch says, and Adkan. There are three shailas I want to discuss. Shaila number one is, what about fixing the item? So this is very negel. Let's say, for example, you have scratches, a dent on a car. So a dent on a car maybe didn't lower the value of the car. The car was worth $10,000. And it now has a dent on it. You could sell it for the same amount, basically. Anyone's buying that car that's worth that, with that many miles in that year, and he doesn't care about a dent. Not only does he not care about a dent, Mistama, there's other ones also. But it doesn't affect the value of the car. But to fix it is going to cost $500-$600. So do you go by the damage that you caused, or do you go by the amount that it costs to fix it? Question number one. Question number two, what happens if you have something which has, do you go by replacement cost? So for example, this is very negiah to used stuff, right? I bought used furniture, right? So I got lucky. There was an old guy. He was selling his dining room table. I went to his house. He owned it for 5-6 years. And he said he used it once, you know, for some Thanksgiving dinner, whatever. And he never used the dining room table. Gorgeous table, chairs. The retail value is worth whatever. And I got it for $1,000 from the guy. Very nice. And maybe even now that it's already been by me for a long time, it's a used piece of furniture. How much could you sell it for already? Not much. But for me, if someone damages it, then for me to go find a new dining room set or anything is going to cost me much more. So do you go by the replacement value or do you go by the value of the actual item? Okay.
What about what they're actually getting on the market? Because it could cost you X amount.
Okay, what I could get on the market for my table is not really the replacement value for me. So the first question is, do you pay for fixing or do you pay for the damage? Second question is, do you pay replacement value or do you pay value of the item? And the third question is, do you pay, sometimes there's relative value or sentimental value. And sentimental value is one thing, relative value is also something else. So for example, the poskim have a whole nidoin about a mehudar dika esrog. So, look, bottom line is, I paid a lot of money for that esrog. But the truth is, you could get an esrog that's kosher and good for the mitzvah for much less. So how much do I have to pay you? Now, esrog may not, we'll see if that's a good example or not, but that's the place can deal with that question. So it's worth more to one person than to the other. And things that have sentimental value. So basically, again...
Are the first two passages different passages, or is just three options of what you pay?
It's really...
In every scenario, there's probably two potential... Some of them might be the same amount of money, but you damage someone's car, you could fix it, you could see the difference in price, or you could replace it.
No, sometimes it's not fixable. If it's not... The halacha of Shulchan Aruch is talking when it's not fixable. It's a nevela, right?
Okay.
Before AI. So, it's a nevela. It's not fixable. So if it's not fixable... So then there's no shaila fixing, not fixing. And there's no shaila, sentimental, not sentimental, there's no shaila replacement value. It was a cow. Cows are worth money. And a nevela is worth money. And it was very clear what you pay. But the shaila that we're talking is, what if it is fixable? Oh, and then the fourth question is, what happens when there's really no loss to the owner at all?
Insurance.
Because it's an insured item. And he's going to get reimbursed from his insurance. So can the mazik say, hey, man, you're getting insured anyway. I didn't cause you any damage. And since I didn't cause you any damage, because you're not losing any money out of your pocket, I don't want to pay. Now, you may respond and say, well, but my insurance premiums are going to go up. That's a separate shaila. What about the insurance premiums? Most of you, if you're thinking properly, may be thinking, well, the insurance value is going up is a groma. That's indirect damage. So the insurance value and the insurance premiums going up may be called groma. I don't have to pay for that. And else the nezik that I did, you're not getting a loss. So
someone spoke about that here recently.
Yeah, Rabbi Silver from Eretz Yisrael spoke about some of these shilas. But I want to go a little slower and go through it. Also, we heard some of the noisim. So okay. So let's take the first thing. Do you pay for damage? Or value, or do you pay for fixing? So that Baruch Hashem is a mafurish or makar in the Shach. The Shach right here in Siman Shin Pei Zayin says Nira Dahainu Kishain Efshel Asakin Akli. We're talking in the Shulchan Aruch that you cannot fix it, and that's why you just give him the nevela and you pay the difference. However, Im Efshel Asakin Mechuyev Hamazik Lasakin, you're Mechuyev to fix it, and therefore even if fixing it is more expensive, you're Mechuyev to fix. So therefore, in a regular case, you are mechuyev to fix the item and pay for fixing it and not for the damage in value. For example, you throw a rock at someone's window. So if you're going to evaluate the damage that they did to the house value, very minor. Someone's going to sell their house for $1 million and not going to say, it's going to cost me $800 to replace the windows, so take off the $800 off the million. No, in value of the house, it's very, very minimal. But Lemaisa, for me to fix that window is going to cost me $800. That's the value that he has to pay. So that's the mefurish in the shach, that you have to pay the cost that it costs the person to fix it. However, some poskim say you have to be very careful with this, because the classical, you're in a yeshiva parking lot, every single car over there is if it was been parked there for more than a month, is already scratched up and who knows what, right? And now you go in, you backed up, you didn't see, and you put a little scratch on the guy's car. Again, to fix the scratch is expensive, but the value, the difference in value between the car with the scratch and without the scratch, the car is no difference in value. So according to the shach, you would have to pay to fix it. But you have to be meshayer. The dayan will not be mechayiv you probably, because l'chayra, the guy doesn't care about fixing it, because he had scratches before that. So now he's just taking advantage of the fact that you're willing to pay for it and to fix it. Pashtus, it's going to be hard to prove that that's considered a damage for you. In other words, it's not just I have to fix the problem. It's the word is it has to be called a nezek. It has to bother me. And therefore, if it's called a nezek, it's on you to make me whole. But if it's not something that it's mazik me, I don't really care about it. V'haraya, I had plenty of scratches before. So I'm not saying halacha here, but I'm saying I believe that the hashara of a dayan will be not so quickly to be mechayev of the person to pay for fixing that. Or if it's something which the derech b'chlal is not to fix either. So, for example, let's say you have something. I ripped your shirt. If fixing it is going to cost more than the value of the whole shirt, and you just replace the shirt. And some things don't make sense to fix. So you're not going to be mechayev the person now to say you have to fix it. Okay, the derech ha'olam is not to fix it. So something which the derech ha'olam is not to fix, or the person's not makbid, I would say depends on the case, and that's not a clear cut thing. I believe that's not a clear cut area. Okay?
What if it's like no one's going to do anything, damage a couch a little bit? But for an Airbnb, they need the couch.
Okay, so it makes a lot of sense.
Even though it's not the Derech Ha'olam to fix something.
The Derech Ha'olam is the
Derech Ha'olam for Airbnb, you should fix it.
Right.
That's a business.
Right. There's a market for, we're Hamish Ha'olam, but I'm saying, but some people actually care how their stuff looks.
So not only that, if you have an Airbnb, you rip cats. One guy gives you a B rating.
You're never going to get rented again.
You're dead. Forget the whole value of the house. Right? It cost you literally $1 million.
Right.
I know people that have Airbnbs, like one little bad rating, finished.
Right.
Close the
account
starting
north.
Who's finished? The
owner. The owner.
Close the account starting north.
Rabbi, what about rental cars on cars that are damaged?
Please. What's the question? What do you mean?
You,
that's a grumma.
Not responsible.
No, that's a grum. As a matter of fact, there's a very interesting question on this shach. The shach says you have to fix it, right? Doesn't the Torah say that if you damage a person, aside from paying the damage, there's five things you got to pay for? Nezek is the damage, but you also pay tsar, pain, bush, boishes, embarrassment, tsar, nezek, but then there's shevis and ripui. Shevis means lost wages. You don't pay lost wages if you damage somebody's item. You only pay lost wages if you damage somebody's goof. So if he's an Uber driver and you damage his car and now he can't drive, you don't pay lost wages on that. You pay lost wages if you damage his arm and he can't drive anymore. Okay, that's exeris hakasuv if you damage someone. But what about ripui? Ripui is you got to fix the arm. But according to the shach, it comes out that there's a din ripui on a kli also, essentially. You have to fix up the guy's kli. I thought that's exeris hakasuv by damaging a person. You have to fix the problem. Who says that there's a din that you have to fix the problem when it comes to damaging someone's items? So this is the Nesivus asks this kasha. not here. The Nesiva, somewhere else, asks this kasha. The Nesiva says that, no, ripui is a chiddush because it really could get fixed by itself. And you're just there to, you're paying for him to heal it quicker or whatever. So, but and you're paying the doctor for his services. Over here, it's just a way to be mashar the damage and you're chayv. What he makes a chiluk. But the point is, it's a chiddush, this shach, in that sense. Okay, but that's the first case, is that you have to pay for... you have to pay for fixing it. Okay.
Find out if you rent an Airbnb, the owner's a Jewish person, and you scratch the guy's couch, and you pay him the $500, and you go back a month later and you rent it again, and you see the same scratch there. So you pay him the first amount. Do you have a right to go back to the owner and say, "I paid you for this couch. You didn't even fix this."
Eventually, I'll fix it. It might take him 6 months.
No, but you're asking if he has no intention, so then it's back to the guy. So I would say it's back to the guy. Maybe it's back to the person that you scratched his car in the yeshiva parking lot and he doesn't really care. And he's just trying to take advantage. So maybe in a chanami. Maybe in a chanami. In that case where he doesn't really care, maybe it's different, you know. But I think the oilam is assuming that most people that have Airbnb type of scenario do care.
Could you say, like, could you show me the invoice from the...
You want to know, can you mechayev him to fix it, and then you'll pay, you reimburse him.
Right.
I don't know, it's a good child.
Most of the time, you don't fix scratches.
Yeah.
Even though
they charge
the next guy. Most of the time, they don't fix it. And when they sell with all the things in the banks, and that's the way it is. Most of them, mechanically or structurally, they won't fix it.
I hear, okay, fine. I don't know, yeah, I hear. Okay, so if you want to take Avis to Beis Din, we'll see what they say.
Also part of, that's a business decision also, of what's cost them more money. Meaning,
But then they can't pay you, make you pay for it then.
You damage my couch, I'm gonna lose money on it because people aren't going to want to rent this house anymore. LMI, I'll lose
that's
less
a grandma. That's
you're
a grandma.
I want to fix. LMI, I'd rather keep the $5,000 it's going to cost to fix it because I'll make less money. So that's a business decision. But if I don't have an option of keeping the money, then absolutely fix it. It's going to cost me money. I'm not okay being a vodka on this. But LMI, I can keep $5,000 every fix. I'll keep the $5,000.
It has to be that you're interested in fixing it. It's not an investment.
Okay.
Now, let's get on to the next point, which is... how do you evaluate damage in general? This is more like a yeshiva shashayla. It's a nice chakira, but it comes out a very practical nafkamina. Is the damage go by, if you want to say yeshivish, does it go by the gavra or the chefta? Is the problem that you damaged the person, you made him lose money? Or is the problem that he owns something that you damage and it's kind of objective, it's not subjective. Objectively, the value of the item is something and you damaged it. It's a gzeres hakasav. You damage something, you gotta pay. Or it's because you made him lose money. So this shaila, the Chalkas Yoyev, has this shaila, and the Chalkas Yoyev wants to prove from a Gemara that we started off the whole Zman with, probably a few months ago. One of our favorite Gemaras was someone throws a kli off the roof, and you come on the bottom and you hit it. And the Gemara says if you go basar tavar mana, so it's not considered broken yet. So the first guy threw it off the roof, but you smashed it in midair. The Gemara says that you're chayiv. Shaila, we dealt with what if there was a pillow there and they pulled out the pillow. So the first guy's potter because he didn't damage it. The second guy's potter because he only did a groma. What if there was no pillow and the first guy throws it off the roof and the second guy goes and hits it with a baseball bat on its way down? So the Gemara wants to be mechayev the second guy. So frekta chalkas yoyev lemaisa, I didn't make you lose anything because even if I didn't damage it, you would have lost it. So in terms of the hefsid to the person, I didn't make him lose any money. Because without me, you would have lost the same money. Nor vos, there's a gzeres hakosov that I damaged an item and I have to pay. So you see from there that even if I didn't make the bailam lose money, so therefore the Chalkas Yoyev wants to say from there you see that even an insured item, the mazik has to pay for. Because it's regardless of the fact that it's insured, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is that he's not going to lose from my damage, but I damaged him. Gzeres hakosav. You evaluate the value of the item and you pay for it. Even if not machmas your damage, he didn't lose anything. Now, obviously, I don't think mitzad insurance, you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to get reimbursed from him and then go be tevea the insurance company. So therefore, I'm not discussing that part of the shayla. But theoretically speaking, in the lumdus of it, if it's an insured item, could he argue and say, look, if I have insurance or not, it's not your problem. The bottom line is, you damaged my item. I don't care if I made you lose money or not. And therefore, the mazik will say, look, you're not losing. The nizik will say, my item was worth $10,000. I don't care the fact that I'm getting insurance. That's my problem. That's one svar the poskim say.
Well, why do we have to go that far? Why can't we just say that my relationship with the insurance company is none of your business?
Okay, so I'm getting there. So this is one svar.
But also, in terms of filing an insurance claim, I can insure something that's not mine, and I don't lose any money off of getting damaged, but I have an insurance policy on it, so I get money. That's the deal with the insurance company. Nothing to do with someone else is going to pay for it also.
That's the svar.
No, that's the second svar. So the first svar is the chalkas yoyav. The first, that's the second svar.
You said I can't file an insurance claim with other
I'm not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice in this class.
You can't get paid twice. That's before.
You know, I get reimbursed twice. I don't believe, but that's not.
I have damages in my house.
I give no.
If my grandma's gonna give me a present because
you never saw the small lettering on the bottom of the flyer. This series gives no legal or tax advice from this year.
My grandma gives me money because I lost my car crash and I can't file insurance claim.
That's a matana from your grandmother.
Okay, this is a halachic thing that the insurance company can care less about. Yeah. Nothing to do with.
No, what do you mean? If the guy's going to pay the mechanic, he's going to pay the whole bill, and then you're going to double dip from the insurance
yes,
company.
Pays me.
Yes.
I told you, I'm not discussing that part of the shayla.
I Silver Badavka said the way you should do it. Parish, he said, get the money from the guy and then file an insurance claim. If you do the opposite, then there's no nezek. He said, if you call the money, you don't file an insurance claim, there's nezek. After that, you file insurance claim.
So I'm saying, there's two parts to this. There's two parts to this. The first part is the Chalkas Yoyav Svara. He's saying, he proves from the Gemara and Baba Kama that damage does not get evaluated by loss to the owner, it's evaluated by the actual damage to the item. A lot of Achrenim argue on that Raya. They hold it's not a good Raya. Why is it not a good Raya? Because over there, 9 o'clock, this owner had a kli that was worth $1,000. 901, he doesn't. Right? He lost $1,000. Now, the whole shayla in the Gemara is who was the mazik on it? Was it the first guy or the second guy? But there was definitely a nezik to the owner. So you can't say in this case, you weren't going to have anything out of it. Okay, so if you're not going to mechayev the guy that broke it with his baseball hat, so mechayev the guy that threw it off the roof then. Mimanavshach, you can't get... No one can get off the hook over here because there was definitely a damage done to the owner. That's what they want to say. So it's not a riot. However, other places can want to say similar to what you're saying, which is that... Hold on. The last 10 years, who paid the premiums? I did, as the owner. That means I was looking to protect myself. I wasn't looking here to protect you. To protect the guy that's damaged the mazik, so it's a personal investment that I did, like a grolla they call it. It's a personal investment and risk that I made. I'm a cheshbon for myself that I'm willing to pay premiums every year in case it ever gets damaged. They should reimburse me. That's my own personal ASIC.
It's like a bet.
Yeah, that's my own personal ASIC with the insurance company. That has nothing to do with anybody else. And since it has nothing to do with anybody else, they're not allowed to get involved in that shayla. And that's not there. That's my investment that I made with the insurance company. That doesn't take away that there's no nezek. However, it's much easier to say such a svara when it comes to, let's say, jewelry. You insure jewelry, or you insure a house. But when it comes to driving, then a lot of places can use a different type of logic. The way it works is that everyone, once you enter the road, you're going al das, that everybody is legally meshubed to the laws of the insurance company. And if the insurance company says that you can't get from one person to the other, then you're sure that Mr. Sternbach writes like that, a lot of people write like that, that Mamela over there, Minchas Yitzchak says like that, that's why you're allowed to sue another Jew in court for insurance. Because that was kind of the agreement. But there's an agreement and understanding that when you enter, since legally you cannot drive without insurance, and you know that nobody can, so therefore, the I died the hachi, you're driving.
It's only
that
to the other car, though.
that. Right, but I did the hachi that if I'm mazik him, he's going to go after my insurance, or he's going to be insured. And
that insurance I wanted to have. I only have to have insurance to affect other people's cars. I don't have insurance to my car at all. So if I basic legal insurance, there's no insurance to go after for damaging my car.
There's insurance for me if I'm mazik you.
If you drive my car and then the car accident, you go after my insurance.
You're saying that's posh, that if you go after my insurance, you're not going to go after me also. Right, obviously, right.
No,
you're saying, you, I hear you
saying.
Saying
there's no legal requirement to have insurance on your own car.
Right.
It's only four other cars. So,
right. You're saying that's far as really only if it only makes sense if the insurance is both ways. I hear that. I hear what you're saying. So it seems like there may be a pshara on this. So this is basically, it seems to be some sort of machoikas in the poiskim. Do you go by the loss or is insurance b'chala's own asik? There is a pshara here that is brought down in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, but I don't know exactly. The logic is a little, the svara requires a little bit of beer, that he wants to say that you don't have to pay for the damages, but you have to pay for what's going to cost him if his premiums go up. Why? Because it's a grama. It's because it's a hard svara. I think what he's trying to say
is, you should pay for the whole thing.
Really, you should pay for the whole thing. The reason you're not paying for the whole thing is because he's utilizing it. So therefore, that much that it's going up is really to benefit you, not to benefit him, and therefore you have to pay for that.
So it's like taking it to the mechanic to fix it. The cost of the mechanic is a grama, technically.
Right.
But it's not, because that's how much.
Right. Now, the way I'm paying for my damage is by utilizing the insurance, and therefore I have to pay for that going up in the premium. So that's a little bit of a pshara that maybe makes sense, that if the premium goes up, the Bezdin will be chayav the guy to pay the premium, but he doesn't have to pay for the damage because that's covered by the insurance.
The rest of his life, he's
$25,000.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they'll mashire that. The Bezdin will be mashire it.
The guy can say, I'd rather pay for your damage than the insurance premium. It's a choice. In other words, if the damage is only $500, you make a claim, your premiums are going to go up, you know, $500 a year.
Right.
The mazik has a choice. You can pay for the damage.
Right, right, right. But that, it's a logical. He's saying a svara.
You know the hakila when you purchase the insurance. And part of it is that's there to give me the money when I have an issue. But I also know my premium's gone. You know, going in, that is part of the game.
That's how it works. Right.
So you accepted that. That
right.
was an acceptable calculation when you started to buy the insurance.
Right.
Is tow truck also Brahma?
No, that well, not really, because you're only paying for the value in the difference in value between the car and what it costs to fix it, because the owner still maintains ownership over the car. So therefore, you have to make sure that he can fix it. So it could be that you have to pay for the towing.
You said tircha before.
The tircha before you have to pay. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So
isn't it considered tircha that you don't have a car to drive?
And that's a grama.
But it's terrible.
That's the Shabbos part.
Yeah.
The rent car.
Maybe your chavrus has an extra car you could borrow. I don't know. Technically. So it may not be a grama. Okay. The next shaila is. Okay, so we dealt with the first two. Do you have to fix? Shach says you have to fix. If it's insured, Machlik is in the poiskim. Many poiskim say you still have to pay, and it's his own asik. Fine. Next shaila. Let's go through the poiskim about damaging someone's esrig. Okay? So this shaila goes all the way back to the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech, on the page in the Rambam, brings this shaila. In Perk Tezayin, Maisa Kavanos Alcha Zayin, Nistapakti. B'mi Shekona Esrog B'domim Yikar Mipnei Chashivusai Ubo Acher V'Gunvoy Upasla. He passed his Esrog. Can the Ganav say, I'll replace it, I'll give you a kosher Esrog? You need that major hitter? So, does he have to pay for the fancy Esrog, or does he just have to pay replacement cost to get a kosher Esrog? So they want to bring a Raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you damage someone's Oila, he made a neder that he's going to bring an oila, he's going to bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash, and he separated a cow. And he's just thinking to himself, look, I got my nice peckle of Averis, I want to do a nice thing for Hashem, I'm going to bring a cow. Lemaise says someone damages the cow, so they have to now replace his carbon. So they could give him a sheep. So Frek the Achronim, why didn't you give him a sheep? Lemaise, it was a cow. So one of the Achronim wants to say, you see from that Gemara, that when it comes to a mitzvah, the point of the only thing you can be mechayiv is the cost to be yoytzi the mitzvah. And the rest, all the hidurim, everything else, it's a nicer carbon, not a nicer, it doesn't matter. You just pay the cost, that the replacement cost to do the mitzvah. And the Mela, they want to say, here it's also the same thing. Now, it says the Mishnah Melech, it's not comparable at all. And this is probably the first thing that I thought right when I said the Shaila. The halacha is that if you mafresh a carbon, you separate a carbon to be your carbon ola, you cannot sell that emra. It has no mammonous value to it. So therefore, the only thing that he did was make you not be able to do the mitzvah. So he could give you back something to do the mitzvah with, even if it's less quality. That doesn't go into the damage. But an esrog has value on the market, on the open market. So since it has value on the open market, forget the mitzvah. It's just like everything else. It's an item that maybe I wasn't even planning on buying that. You know what? I had a strategy. I went into the place. I bought the three nicest esrogim for $300 each. And every yom tov, I was going to sell two of them for $500 apiece. It was my investment. It had nothing to do with the mitzvah. So, so then some of the achronim, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman, says obviously that's pasha. None of the achronim meant that. They meant to bring a raya if you damaged it on yom tov when you can't sell it. You can't sell it on yom tov. That's what they were talking. There's no more value to it. But that's obvious. That's obvious that if it has value as an item.
You can't sell it for a mitzvah and just to figure out the price and how much you can pay afterwards?
I don't know. He was saying that in some other case you can't sell it. Maybe it's just you and this other guy in the island somewhere. And there's no one to sell it to.
I'm saying after the first day, it loses.
Right. So the point of the Shaila is, right, let's say after the first day, no one's going to pay that much money for it anymore. Or everyone has a Sroigim already. You could theoretically sell it on Yom Tov. It's 5 minutes before the Zman. Go try to sell a nice Esrog now. Anyone that wants a nice Esrog got it already before Yom Kippur. Right? No one wants that Esrog now for $500. No one's paying that for that Esrog Erev Yom Tov. So you can't technically sell it. So that's what they were saying. When you can't sell it, the only thing that he did to you was that he made it that you can't do the mitzvah. On that, they're bringing a raya that you don't have to give him something nice to do the mitzvah. But an actual damage to it, that's pashut, that even if it's a dvar mitzvah, has market value. Buy a beautiful pair of tefillin. I want to do the mitzvah nicely. I also have something with value. So if he damages the tefillin, he can't say, well, I'll give you a pair of tefillin to be kosher, to be otze. Forget the mitzvah. I have something which has shavius. The only time that it was the whole Gemara was a specific case of a carbon when it doesn't have any value on the market. So there you see this yisoid. Do you just give someone whatever they need to be yotze the mitzvah?
Applying that to your car to the mechanic if someone damaged it, and the mechanic said, I can give you the original factory parts from your car, versus you could say, why don't I give you generic stuff? Just as good, but whatever, but it's not the original parts. So now, you know, the mosque can tie down and say, look, you know,
I don't know.
It's just psychological. You know, no one's really, know that unless you can prove to them when I
that it's actually,
it,
that, right.
Actually,
you have
say.
To prove the real value.
Right.
I think what they're trying to say is in the mitzvah, the difference between, he's not chayiv in nezek for the difference between a mitzvah muhudaris and a pasha de mitzvah. That's the point of the har b'samim. It's true as har b'samim. And that's the point what he's trying to bring out. By the way, about the insurance, it's a gevaldika gemara that they argue. This child of insurance is actually, how old is insurance?
Probably 500 years. A long time.
What?
Lloyd's 1700 for shipping.
Yeah. So it's an old concept.
No,
so the
even in the 1400s. Recently with a child, but
because the tshuvas about it are pretty old. There's pretty old tshuvas about it.
Right.
So anyway, the Or Sameach brings a Gevaldika Gemara on this Shaila. The Gemara is, we learned this Gemara once. Me and your Chamor are going together, and the wind comes and blows both my Chamor and your Chamor into the ocean. Now your Chamor is more valuable than my Chamor. So you tell me, listen, jump in. You're only going to be able to save one. Save mine, because it's worth more, and I'll pay you for yours. So he goes in, Aldas Kane, he jumps in, he saves my chamor. The guy saves the more expensive chamor, and now he comes up to shore and he wants to get paid for the cheaper chamor, and he, no problem, I'll pay for the cheaper chamor. And lo and behold, the waves blow back onto the shore the cheaper chamor. So now, can he get reimbursed for the cheaper chamor? So the Gemara says that he can, because Mishamaya Karach Miale, because he got a present in Shemayim. So the question is, you see Mefurish, that has nothing to do, even if you didn't lose it, you still get reimbursed for it. Now,
the
guy with the more expensive chamor, the guy with the cheaper chamor, no chiv to save the guy's chamor. So he's saying, do me a favor, I'm going to hire you to save my chamor, and I'll pay you.
But Kipshutai, his das was, I'll pay you for any loss that you have. Machmas going to get after mine.
Should have had his lawyer stipulate that.
If you're not, what? The lawyer fees was more expensive than both chamorim together.
The
point
is that I'll pay you, I'll reimburse you.
The svarachitzaina is that my intention is to repay you for your loss. And if you didn't get a loss, why should I repay you? And that's what the Gemara says, a svar mishamayi karachamu olay. It's a new thing in the shemayim that you got it. Right? So the question is that shaykhah said this. Some want to say maybe it's no shaykhah. So over there it's different because maybe the owner was mafkir it. It was hefker. It was nizuto shel yam. It was hefker. And then when it comes back up, it's basically hefker. He's the first one to get it.
Another guy could have taken it.
Right. So mayby the other guy could have taken it. And maybe the other guy has to take meiser now because he got a new chamor.
Take it and give it back to him.
The Targum say that. You have to give meiser on that.
Right. I'm saying so.
You mafkir something in the pipe?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Rabbi Yashiv has a psak that if you lent someone money and it's really like a year gone, he hasn't repaid you, then he pays you back, you have to take maaser off that because you don't know how I'm going to get that money back.
I
have
a lot of money.
So that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Now, Kapanim, so the question is that Gemara is that a raya? Is that not a raya? Okay. Fine. So those are those three shilas. Again, the shayla of the shach is that you have to fix the shayla of and tircha, the shayla of what about insurance, and then the shayla of the esrog and the things like that. One last shayla is what about it's very, very hard to be magdir this shayla. I don't have a good, we'll speak out some of the tzedakah. The shayla is what about sentimental value? Or used item, like we said, the replacement cost. You're not fixing it. We're not talking about fixing it. Talk about replacement, right? You damage, this guy has one Shabbos suit. He gets a new Shabbos suit every whatever. And he has one suit. And now you damage the suit. Lemaisa, that suit has no value whatsoever on the open market. So this guy now has to go spend X amount of money to go buy himself a new suit he was not holding by doing before that. Right? So what's the halacha? Well, it's very negea. It's a good shayla. The one of the chuvas from a pair of glasses. My pair of glasses has no value in the open market. Go on, because it's so specific to me that nobody else wants this pair of glasses. But if you damage my glasses, I got to go spend $1,000 now to go replace my glasses. So, what's the halacha over there? So there's a lot of shitas on this, and it goes mikatze la katze. One shita is it starts off with the nesivus hamishpat. The nesivus hamishpat says there's no such thing as a subjective value. Value is value on the open market. Damage goes by value, and that's it. If it's not valuable to anybody else, it has no value. That's the nesivus. The other
extreme. Items are value, but no one really buys anything.
So value means what? Go get three estimates. What is it worth on the open market? And that's what I'll pay you. And if nobody's willing to pay for it, then I'm not going to pay you. So it's a pellet. It means you could damage someone's glasses, and the guy wouldn't have to pay. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva, a very important tshuva. It's in Tinyana, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brings down this nesivus, And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's not mistaver like that. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because lemaisa in the svara of damage is you're supposed to be making me whole. At the end of the day, what is the difference if no one else is willing to pay for it? What is that? Why are you bringing?
The opposite of the case of the throwing the kelim at the gemara. It's the exact opposite of that case.
Meaning?
In the case where I threw the thing out the window, he smashes it with a baseball bat. So you're paying for the chayfet, so you're paying for my hezek over here. It's the exact opposite. I had a hezek.
But there's no chayfet.
The chayfet had no value.
Right. Now, see, the thing is that I think that there's a very simple chiluk. What does it mean that the item has no value? If the item etzem has a value, just no one's willing to pay for it, like the glasses, maybe that's very different than a photograph of my great-grandfather. Because the photograph of my great-grandfather, taka, has no value. It's a piece of paper, etzem. There is no value to it at all. Right? It's just a very unique item, and, you know, you damage it, there's nothing you could do about it. But that's sentimental value. But something which taka has value, but there's a reason why it's not valuable on the open market. But if I would find a pair of glasses, my own pair of glasses, what would I pay for it? Because it's of its value, not because of my emotions. Because of my value, it could be that it's different. But Shlomo Zalman wants to say, I'll read you his lashon. Now, this is the other extreme.
Probably splitting hairs, but a picture of one's grandfather is worth money.
To who? To nobody.
I'm saying, but the same way that a person's glasses is worth money.
You know what I'm saying, but that photograph is not worth anything to anybody, really. It's not even worth anything to you. It's just worth something to you because you're willing to pay for to have that emotional connection. But it's not really worth money to you either. The glasses is worth money to me.
Paper with ink, so yeah. Is the Mona Lisa.
Okay, but that has money on the open value, open market.
Okay, but I'm saying
so that's really value.
A picture of a person's grandfather also has money on the open market. If it's their grandfather. I mean, for example, if
yeah, but there's no such thing. You're not going to go on Amazon. A picture of my grandfather.
Okay, I'm saying, but a drawing of a cartoon character or whatever has no value. But if I'm drawing you, so a person sitting on the street and draws a picture of you as a cartoon character, that apparently has value. So
okay,
why,
so
why is that any different than
I think the reason why the two things are not valuable to other people is different. But listen to this lashon. He says, "Lachin nir levar debedaver shehu mamish mamoin." If something is mamon, near the tzrichim l'shalom kefishu tzarech lahoitzi, the amount that it would cost, the replacement value. They likner schefetz kazeh shevsidu. V'lenim dar klal bekama yuchal limkor zeh la'acherim. Unbelievable, Shlomo Zalman. He says, if you damage the guy's suit, and the last time he bought a new suit, I don't know, his daughter's, his other kid's chasana, and he's waiting, and he's not buying a new suit anytime soon, and now he has to go pay money to buy a new suit he wasn't interested in buying, you have to pay for that new suit. That's what Shlomo Zalman holds. It's not a grama. Why? Da Torah Amra, Make Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. So he says, he makes his own drush, like a Teres Kahanim over here. What does it mean, Makabema Yishalmena? Means you should pay for it. He says, no, Yishalmena means Yashlimena. You should make it Shalim. You should make him whole. So if he lost something, you have to go and make him whole of what he lost. That's the gedder of the Chiyuv Tashlumin. Loshin Yishalmena Hainu Lahashlim, Shielo Behim Acheres, Lo Maspik Mash Yishalm Kashir Shayim Kabbal Alav, Ilu Haimurcha Lachem. So this is the two extremes. You have the Nesivis basically saying, that, sorry, man, there's no value on the open market. It's worthless. You don't pay. And then you have Shlomo Zalman saying you pay the full replacement cost. I think the Dominican Dayanim is maybe like 2/3 or something like that. Is that you try to evaluate what the value of the item is, even though there's no open market. So my glasses, I had them for 3 months. Yeah, they cost me X amount, but they did lose value. And therefore, even though there's no open market, you try to figure out what the true value would be, even without the replacement cost. So basically, they try to say maybe because it's used, you take a third off of the price of the new suit, and the place can try to make some sort of pshara, right? Because to say like Shlomo Zalman is a big chiddush in Lamdas, and to say like the Nesivis is Lach Samidas Adin. So I think that the poiskim, and that's where you would have to hear from an experienced dayan, how they would deal with that. But I think it's somewhere in between that they would try to figure out. So that's the fourth category. Fourth category is replacement cost on something which doesn't really have value. So those are the four shilas. One is you're mechuyev to fix. You're not mechuyev to fix. The other shila is insurance, if you didn't really lose anything, then you have the shaila of the esrig and that type of subjective value. And then when you have something which really doesn't have value to anybody else, but to you it has real value, do you pay for the replacement cost or do you pay for the damage to the item? So right. That wraps up, I think, the Hilchas Nezikin, which is a 10 simonim. Shulchan Aruch did very good. Just 1 second. So, I think that a lot of people are going to be away, and the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be away, maybe one of them. And I don't want to start a new subject anyway now, so I think we're going to take the next two Sundays off, and then when we come back, we're starting a new sugya of, I think we're going to start Shoimrim, Halachas of Shoimrim, and like I said, we're going to try to maybe Mechazik Shabbos afternoon, maybe Chabura, whatever it is, whoever's interested, we'll take it from there. Okay, Shkoyach.